So, in a Boston suburb, a group of neighbors has been busy learning American Sign Language.
We've been learning about toys and vehicles and colors and food. We know how to say you're riding your bike or you have pretty new pink sneakers.
That is Jill McNeil. She lives in Newton, Massachusetts, and she's one of 40 people who have been in classes for a year now, all for one little girl.
We really wanted to communicate with her and play with her. And since she couldn't learn our language, we wanted to learn hers.
The girl is Samantha Savitz. She is deaf. She just turned 3. She lives across the street from McNeil, who says the neighbors still do need help keeping up.
Her parents translate for us because her fingers are very small right now, and she signs very fast. So we're trying, and we're getting better. And her first sign to all of us is friend, which feels very good.
It is just beyond unbelievable.
Samantha's mom, Glenda Savitz, says when her daughter was born, she and her husband found out within a week that she was deaf, and so they started learning sign language immediately. Samantha started picking it up a couple months later.
But they never expected the same of their neighbors.
I have absolutely no words to describe how that felt and how supported and welcome we felt in this new community with this whole group of strangers.
It seems like Samantha's pretty comfortable in her cul-de-sac. She likes to drop by neighbors' homes just to draw pictures and chat. This is Rafi Savitz, her father.
It's amazing. She feels so at home and, you know, they're signing to her and it's like being surrounded by family.
Well, I think for Sam, all of this is just normal for her. She's just going over to her friend's house, playing with the dog, discussing the day, having a snack. To her, this is just normal, everyday life.
That was Glenda and Rafi Savitz. Their neighbors started learning American Sign Language in order to communicate with their 3-year-old daughter, Samantha.